With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Welcome everyone to this month's EvoStick NPL show, and you join us here pre-recorded live on Wednesday evening at the Heat and Hops, the award-winning Heat and Hops.
Double award-winning.
Double.
Just won another award. Yeah.
Breaking news, dear listener. What's
multi-award.
This?
Multi-award-winning. Now, again, it's been voted the drinkers' pub of the year, and the Magnet, our previous establishment, has been voted best pub of the year.
So in the whole of Greater Manchester.
The whole of Greater Manchester. So again, Stockport, SK4, producing not only great, great radio, but equally phenomenal beer.
Round the table, we're joined once again this month by the great and good of...
Who's the great and who's the good? That's the question.
Non-league journalism. We've got Andrew Simpson from the Midchester Guardian.
Hello.
We've got Mr. Ian Burke from Radio Manchester.
Hiya, Ben.
We've got Swamper from the non-league show and FCUM Radio.
Good evening.
We've got Richard Impey here from Altrincham.
Good evening.
And joining us from the league, the upstanding, James Hayes.
Evening.
Hello. So we're six games into the season now, and we're a bit... Are we any clearer? We're not quite 10 games yet, are we? But
no, we're six, Ben. You just mentioned that.
I know. I mean,
we're 60% of the
way
there.
We're 60% of the way there. Well done.
Do I have to get on after that again?
And Warrington Town are out in front, 1 point clear, up at the top, being chased down by...
Not chased down.
More on chased down in the NPL Division 1 show out this week as well. But what do we make of the start that Warrington Town have made? It's all right, isn't it?
Well, it's not bad at all, is it? I mean, you look at the stats and they deserve to be way out front. They've scored 13. They've only conceded 3 in 6 games. They're flying the only team who are averaging more than 2 points at the moment. Quite a lot of the time you get a team who's going to be racing away with it, even at this early stage. You know, they'll have won 5 out of 6 or 6 out of 6. But it has been fairly compact, but Warrington, they've popped their head up above the parapet there. They had that one defeat against Ashton United, which... don't think people at Warrington really saw coming, to be honest.
Last month you said Ashton.
I did. This is the thing about Ashton. They can beat anyone and they can lose to anyone. That's the thing about them, and they've been proving it so far already this season.
Yeah.
Exactly, it's really, really tight, but they've got some quality players there. Connor Hughes, he's on fire at the minute, 3 goals from the wing.
He scored again at the weekend against Marine, you know, and you got Joshua Hine there scoring goals for them. You've got, you know,
Sean Williams.
Well, I get it.
What's he doing in this division?
Sean scored again at the weekend. I know it's a penalty. He scored 2 penalties at the weekend. Mm. The one thing that we all agreed with, I think, and I've listened back to the show, is they've got a top quality manager who's been there, who's worked in the top ends of the divisions.
The whole club itself, I think.
They've also got the ambition. You know, there's a huge ambition there at the football club. And they've done tremendously well. It was a season for them to prove themselves, and they proved it very early on, and they've done very, very well. And they're scoring goals. They've got top quality players in there. As you rightly say, in fairness, or now you would expect them to be a division, or maybe even a division further than that, above where they are. But they are where they are, and that's what they're making hay while the sun shines and all the rest of it, and they're doing very, very well.
Not only have they got a very good manager there, but they've also got the most astute man in non-league as the chairman, haven't they, with Toby. He knows what he'll like that. No, but it's true. Has he ever been proven wrong?
No, and we all, and when he makes big decisions, we all kind of go and then he's proved right each time.
But
he's not been proven right yet. We are 6 games in.
No, but
he probably would. We've probably got enough evidence to say that the change to bring in Paul Carlton was an upgrade on Stuart Mellish, and I think we can probably say that now. You know?
So was Mellish?
Yeah,
was Mellish then a mistake?
No, because he delivered the title, didn't he?
Well, he did it. He did with a title that was already on a silver platter waiting.
Listen, can we go back in the archive? I'm not sure about dates here. I think it still was Northwich Victoria Warrington.
It very much was.
Yes. Yeah. that's dead important about Warrington this month. They've got to go up to Workington on Tuesday, assuming that the FA Cup doesn't spring any draws or anything like that. They've got Fars that have come, they've got Buxton, they've got Stafford, they've got Stourbridge this month. If they're still top of the league by the end of September, we'll know for certain.
The real deal.
Exactly.
The second point on Paul Corden, he's kind of following that lead. I mean, he's done an interview with the Warrington Guardian this week, and it'll be out by the time this comes out, so I'm not giving anything away. Where we asked him whether he would be happy being a front runner, basically, because they've got themselves at the top of the league. Straight away, he said, yeah, we don't mind leading from the front. Again, you'll get lots of other managers kind of go, oh, well, as long as we're kind of around there, we'll be up. But bullish, I like it. I like teams that kind of come out and say,
Paul Carden himself, for me, is a National League manager.
Yeah.
And
in the making.
No, I think he could. He cut his cloth, did he, at Cambridge, and did very, very well.
Trantmere.
But he could be certainly a manager that could be right up there. Ben, what's this, Ben?
We're only on number one.
Ah, okay.
Well, there's a lot of energy for you to see, isn't
there?
It's
too late,
it's his fault.
Right. In second place, we've got two teams on 12 points. We've got Grantham Town and Shoreline. Firstly, we'll talk about Grantham Town. They've had
great start.
Really has been an impressive start, and it goes back to what we said in the previous show about them being really annoyed after the Duton, about the fact they've had a great season but they've got nothing to show for it at the end. They want to make amends this season, and Grantham
12 points already.
Yeah, I mean, they were top of the league for the first three weeks of the season as well. Just shows they've not let themselves go from end of last season. Look at some of the other teams who are in that top six, top seven. They've only got two other teams at the moment in that top five that were fighting for it. Let's say the rest have kind of struggled a little bit. Grantham missed the playoffs, and look how they've gone with it straight away.
They put an absolutely brilliant marker down, didn't they, on the opening day of the season. Marine 5-0. I don't think anyone saw that coming. Right, you might have been able to say, all right, they're going to beat Marine.
Marine didn't see it coming.
I don't think that's the thing. They didn't, did they, at all? But then they go and lose against Colville.
Yes.
You know, they've just got to be careful,
Colville,
as well.
Colville are not a bad side.
Yeah, but they're not great, are they, you know? And they were 3-0 up at Matlock the other day, but then it finished 3-2. I think they've just got to be careful, just watch themselves, try and go for that, you know, that extra bit of consistency that they're, you know, maybe lacking. But they've got Lee Shaw up front at the moment, who's firing them in left, right and centre, and if he carries on like that, they're not going to drop out of the playoffs. They're just not.
13 goals from 6 games.
It's great, isn't it?
Shoreline are in third, and ever since we got them on the show a couple of weeks ago, they've just not looked back, have they? So,
well, I'll tell you what,
again, you're welcome.
I mean, it just actually goes to prove at this moment in time, pre-season means absolutely nothing. No ground, where you're playing, players didn't know what was going on, no pre-season games, bottom of the league at the start of the season, no one gives them a hope, the third.
And
it's absolutely phenomenal.
And beating Fars and Celtic 1-0 at the week on Monday.
If the season
first team to beat them.
If there's a team of the month, they are the team of the month by a country mile, because from where they started from to where they are, with no pre-season, with the manager didn't know what was going on, I think that is an incredible story of how well they have done. We know that they've got money, we know all the rest of it, but
speaking about Craig Elliott, when we spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, he was downplaying everything, wasn't he?
I was really surprised by his. Maybe he's like you say. Maybe he's being clever, so as not to kind of raise expectation. But it'd be interesting to see if they carry on the trajectory. What he would say in a month's time.
In fourth position is Fars and Celtic, and they've had a cracking start to the season, haven't they? And again, we talked about the ground situation with Shoreline and how, you know, what a pre-season was like at Shoreline, but what a pre-season was like at Fars and Celtic. It was a nearly real rebuilding job in a way, but there they are in fourth position, first season since getting up through the playoffs last year. They've done all right, haven't they?
Well, yeah, but you would do if you got Nathan Cartman and James Walshaw up front, wouldn't you? I mean,
they've got great players. They should be playing higher, the pair of them. However, they're not, and they're doing very, very well. They're scoring goals, and they've had a good start to the season. And if they keep them, we've said it last. They said it 6 games ago. They keep them.
If they keep them, they could do some real top three or top four.
Definitely. And Walshaw's not been sent off. Can I say a final word on Farzell? They've got an interesting few weeks coming. They've got Stalybridge twice in the league and the cup. They're away at Warrington. They're at home against Grantham, so they've got to play the top two. And in form, Altrincham. It's going to be a very, very, very interesting few weeks, this.
Good point.
And Stamford Bridge are in fifth at the moment. When we had Gary Hackett on last week, didn't we? Big thank you to Adam Parks of Black Country Radio, which I'll be on Friday night.
Oh, okay. Really? Really? Right.
Yeah. Stourbridge, where do you think they are at the moment?
They're in fifth.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you think that they're happy with fifth?
Yes, on that interview that Gary Hackett gave.
It was a weird interview, that, wasn't it? It was a bit like a Craig Elliott interview. They're all at it in this league, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is that it? It's all down to not being, you know, they don't want to be out in front this early.
Exactly.
I think, to be fair to him, he was right in the turnover of players that they've had. I think it was pretty fair for him to point out that they were going to need a little bit of time, and also considering who they've lost, mm-hmm. to kind of... But he did say we will get it right eventually. He didn't kind of hide from that, but he did say they'll need a little bit of time. So I think... they'll be delighted to have 11 points on the board in a month when they're bedding in new players. And Jordan Archer is filling in quite nicely for Luke Bembo.
And a fine win against Rochelle.
Good, great win against Rochelle, which is an even better win considering they had such a disappointing home defeat against Marine on Saturday. So he'll take a lot of heart from that as well. I think they'll be more than happy to be where they are.
Sixth position, and this is where we can go over to our Mancunian correspondent.
Hello.
Aston United. Haven't they had a good start?
They've had a very decent start, so they were top for a couple of weeks. And this is how bizarre it was. The stars aligned in such a way that Liam Thompson, who never scores, and Mark Lees, who never, ever scores, both scored in the same game against Grantham, and they won 2-1, and it was brilliant. They've beaten the teams that are in first and second place at the moment. But, as I said earlier, if it goes in, Ashton have got the capability of losing against a team at the bottom as well. They're not going to do it very often, mind you.
They got battered on Monday at home by Buxton.
They did. Well,
4-1.
That's the thing.
But we'll discuss Buxton in a minute. This goes back to what we said. This team's down the bottom there. Who've got a bit of a bite to them, haven't they?
Yeah, I know. But this is the thing. Ashton, they've got snarl. They've got the guile about them. They've got character. But they'll lose some funny games.
It's also a good start for Wayne Albion. This means I can go over to our Mid-Cheshire correspondent. Are you there?
For now.
What's the mood like at Wayne Albion? I mean, we did speak to Cal McCauley a couple of weeks ago as well, and the mood seems all right.
They're absolutely made up. They're almost on par, though, aren't they? Because remember, he said to me, top eight is their target, so they're exactly where they think they should be. Yeah, great start to the season. First five games unbeaten. They did lose for the first time on Monday when they played Altrincham, I'm sure we'll come on to in a minute. But yeah, they're really happy with how it's gone. Three wins on the board, looking nice and solid. Some people have said a little bit concerned they've not scored many goals yet, only scored five goals. But I don't think that's any reflection at all on their forwards. The three strikers they've got will score plenty of goals. I think it is a reflection of something I touched on in the pre-season showing that they lost their best player from last season, Brad Barres, who was a real creative spark for them, haven't replaced him, and they're just kind of figuring out a little bit at the moment how to kind of get around that. Also, another thing that Carl touched on, I think, with you and he has with me, is that obviously it's stepping up to a higher level. He's tried to make them a little bit more solid, and they're just struggling a little bit for balance at the moment. They've kind of gone too far maybe the other way. They're very hard to beat, very hard to break down, and he has compromised something going forward. But they're seventh in the league. I mean, they're you know, 11 points, well happy.
I've been impressed with the fitness of the teams. Now, Saturday and Monday games in really hot temperatures would have taken a lot. Well, Saturday game would have taken a lot out of the players. But Monday, at Witten, I was there, top class, the fitness, they didn't flag at all.
The fit side,
It was really good, really good.
In eighth position, we've got Stafford Rangers.
I'll tell you what, though.
They're thereabouts, aren't they?
But last season they had so many draws, it was silly, really. And they've converted those draws into wins away from home. The only problem is at home they've converted those draws into defeats.
Stafford Rangers played out of their skins at Altrincham.
One, it'll be interesting to see how they respond to a really disappointing Derby defeat on Monday, their first kind of big setback of the season. Second, we were talking about manager interviews. I thought Neil Kitchen's interview that you did for last week's show was very interesting. You know, talking about, you're asking managers about expectations and about targets, and he said to you, I presume straight faced, that they don't set any targets, and as long as they do better than last season, then they'll be happy with
that. The thing
are we buying that?
The thing he was raising was the financial issues of the club over, you know, years gone by. Yeah. And, you have got to say, it is a lot more steadier now. And
got to live within your means, and they're doing it.
Also, there or thereabouts is Lancaster City, and you mentioned before, Berkey, that it's a team unbeaten in the league, and it's Lancaster City.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm not remotely surprised, to be honest. The thing is, the wins that they were getting last season, where they were grinding out those 1-0s and 2-1s, they're turning them into draws this season, and I predicted it last month. One thing that's impressed me, though, about the Dolly Blue this season is their sheer tenacity, their fitness. They're not scoring many goals, but they're not conceding many. But this is dead interesting stat, this. Out of 7 goals that they've scored, 5 of them have been in the last third of the game. They keep going and going and going until they break you down, and they'll eventually get there. That's the thing with Lancaster.
They did that all last season in Division 1 North as well. That's how they won the league, in my opinion, because just on stamina alone, they went to the very, very end.
There you go.
In 10th position, and we're going to close off this first part of the show with this team. No disrespect to Buxton, Nantwich Town and Marine, but we've got to draw a line somewhere. Alte. This makes up for the last month's show where we literally spent a long time bigging up Alte. And well,
so Richard's come along for one sentence.
Yes, one sentence. Go on, Richard.
Alte are flying right now. The players have clicked. They're learning to play with each other. I mean, James Poole is a class above this division. No offence to anybody, but he's class.
Is it a bit more calmer now, or is it a bit nervy to begin
it's
with?
It's very nervy after 2 defeats and a draw. 3 wins have perhaps eased the pressure. James Poole's class, as I say, he's got his own style. He likes the ball, likes to keep the ball. So other players are learning to play with him. Sam Sheridan's come to the side the last couple of games and done really, really well. Wherever he is on the pitch, he wants the ball. JJ, John Johnston, he's got the speediest player in the division, must be, surely, from what I've seen so far in the first 6 games. End product could be a little bit better, but he's a fantastic player to bring on as a sub and get you a goal or get you a good cross in, looking for that goal that you need. Defensive-wise, we've got a few knocks now, but we've lost 4 full-backs in the last 2 games.
What?
But no, the promises from pre-season seem to be coming through now, and we're looking to keep the run going, get a few more points on the scoreboard. Phil Parkinson's obviously just the man.
Can I just say, our pal Johnny Crowther did a great interview with Parky.
Who's Johnny Crowther? Is he the one, the Football League commentator?
Yeah, that's the one who can't make it tonight because he's too big for us. He did a dead good interview with Parky after the Nantwich game, and he said to him, you know, do you think it's just a case of winning and then you're just going to go on a tear? And he went, I think that's exactly what it is. And they did.
And that is the end of part one. Coming up is part number two, where we'll be discussing...
I can't believe that.
One,
a minute.
Two follows one. That we'll be discussing the teams at the lower end of the division, and later on we'll be discussing the FA Cup.
Can we do part three next? Just for a change.
What, mix up a bit?
Well,
but from everyone here at the Heating Hops, that's the end of part one.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.
So, welcome back to the Heating Hops here in Stockport, the award-winning, the multi-award-winning Heating Hops. This is August edition of the Evo Stick NPL show. In part number 3, we're going to be doing the FA Cup games and doing a little preview for those matches this coming weekend. But we should now focus on the teams in the lower half of the Evo Stick NPL Premier Division. And I say the bottom half. I did cut off a couple of teams who are technically are in the top half.
Well, Buxton and Nantwich are great.
Buxton and Nantwich. Birka.
Well, Buxton and Nantwich. Well, I'll start with Nantwich because they're doing... No, I haven't actually. No, I'm just going to be riffing this. Nantwich have done a lot better than I thought they would. All right, they lost against Stalybridge on the opening day, but they've kind of they've steadied the ship. They had that decent draw against Altrincham. Although I say decent draw, I mean, Altrincham were down to 10 men, weren't they? So they would have been open for the 3 points.
Yeah.
Late penalty that brought Altrincham back into that one. But I think Nantwich have been exceeding expectations, to be honest. They've done fine.
Great draw at Stour as well, didn't they? It was a fantastic result on a Monday night down there. I agree with Burke. I think they're higher than where I thought they would be at this stage.
I do agree with you, mate.
And Buxton, Martin McIntosh has come out and praised Liam Hardy to...
And why wouldn't you?
And why wouldn't you, I suppose?
What, six goals, top scorer, a team who were, what, 11th in the division? He's just fantastic. He's the talisman. They just need to be more consistent. But how many times have we said this over the years? You know, they just never quite seem to have the team that knits together fully throughout the entire season. They'll go great guns early doors or late on, but never quite the whole campaign.
Thing is, though, with Hardy, I don't think he's ever had a full season in the Premier either. He's always gone to the conference halfway through, or
he went to was it Darlington?
Yeah, Darlington. Yeah. So it's more a case of can Buxton keep hold of him this time? Because let's be honest,
but why would he leave? He loves it there. Yeah. Everyone there loves him.
And
he scores loads of goals. Yeah, exactly.
Next season, with a new 3G or 4G pitch, they'll be looking to really improve upon things.
It'll be a FIFA 2-star pro pitch, I'd imagine, because I know who's installing it. And,
a FIFA 2-star.
It's very good.
There you go.
Yeah, is that what you hide?
Yes, it is.
And the league sponsor.
And to be honest, you're right.
Greenfields, you are welcome.
Because there is
Greenfields, have they done any other successful pitch laying?
They have. They've laid a very good pitch at Hyde, but I would say you need to make sure that it's nice and moist. You need to have the sprinkles.
Well, that's a good job. It's in Hyde, then, isn't it, really?
Just one around Buxton. A couple of players really impressed me when we were there. Young fullback, left back, Wood, his name is.
Oh, yeah.
Quite little.
Woody.
Woody, yeah, real terrier, ankle snapper. He was really, really good. And they've also got a winger on loan for a championship club. I can't remember what his name was, but he was really impressive.
Just to mention for Marine, they've pulled out some cracking results since the start of the season, haven't they?
Yeah, they lost 5-0 to Grantham.
Yeah, I know that about Grantham.
I think Marine vying with Buxton for the most streakiest teams in the division so far. Real Marine, please stand up. They won away at Stourbridge, and then they got tonked by Warrington on Monday, and like I say, tonked against Grantham in the start of the season. We just don't know what to expect from them.
If you've got Bridge in your name, be afraid.
That's only two wins this season, Marine.
Well, four.
Or four, even, yeah.
And Barwell have been, like Marine, really, they've been pulling out some cracking results at a 2-2 draw recently at Nantwich Town as well, which ain't bad, because of the form Nantwich have been in.
Barwell could have gone away with all 3 points there. Yeah. There was an equaliser at the end. I mean, there was an own goal. Mm-hmm. Clayton McDonald, own goal, 74 minutes in.
Consistently inconsistent. Same with Hensford, though, isn't it?
Barwell are exactly where you would have predicted them to be. They're being Barwell.
And they are.
And Hensford?
Same, they've been Barwell.
Colville Town, Michelover Sports. They're very hard to read, aren't they, at the moment?
But you look at the results they've got at the moment as well. I mean, Michelover, start of the season.
I saw Michelover on the opening day of the season, and they're going to concede a lot of goals.
But even then, they beat Charlene at 2-1 at Charlene.
They keep coming back to anyone can beat anyone.
Yeah, it's going to be the same four team, and you can see it straight away.
Is it going to be four, or can we throw in a couple more? Well, I mean, never mention Marine being one of those teams, but I think they are going to be one of those teams.
I mean, Marine are still fans. I've got a club.
What about the likes of let's
just say Matlock, because
I was going to say about Matlock.
Are they the most entertaining? Are they the most entertaining team?
Scored 10, conceded 11.
I think Matlock are missing in anger at the moment, personally, because they just don't seem like the same team they were last year.
Then this next section of part two, because we're going to the end of part two, is just about those teams who are they really down there? Workington.
Yeah, the league table doesn't lie. They are down there. But they had a slow start last season, didn't they?
True.
Well, in fact, they didn't have a slow start.
They had a slow start, then a good spell, then a terrible spell, then a good spell, then a terrible spell, and then they got in the playoffs.
The five points off being fourth.
I just want to mention Whitby Town, because Swampy's got a funny story.
Have you, Swamps?
We've not heard this.
Go on.
Andrew, Steve.
Well, actually, myself and Ben. Altrincham versus Whitby Town. As I said earlier on in the game, we were there at the game, you and I, doing the show. The game, 1-0 for Altrincham, and I've never seen in my entire footballing career as a pundit, as a ex assistant manager of FC United under 18s, as a husband, a father. Yeah, all those things, Ben, all those things. And I'm watching the game, and there's about 3 minutes ago, and the Whitby Town radio station behind us, and incidentally, they are so worth listening to. They talk less football than FC United radio do. It is beautiful. Berkey would be a proud member of that show.
I would say they are 26-0 though.
Oh yeah,
really? That's they talk less football than us.
They are tremendous. And en masse, there was four of them with about two or three Whitby Town fans at the side of them, screaming at their goalkeeper to go for a corner. Not the management. And we ratch up in the sort of nether in the gods.
Doing the commentary as well.
And he must have heard them, and he willed him on, and he went fine, and he just ran from one end to the went for the corner, missed the header, and legged it back. I've never seen anything quite like it. It was beautiful. Brian Clough would have sacked him on the spot.
So that's Whitby Town Radio. But what about Whitby Town? Anything to worry about?
Yeah, they'll be fine. No, I don't. At the moment, they are missing players. I mean, they've just put Mikey Roberts on the transfer list as well.
Yeah, but they've got Andy Munkhouse. He's been out injured, hasn't he? When he comes back, they're fine.
Well, Munkhouse has actually played against Altrincham. And,
yeah, but he's been injured since.
He has, yeah. I mean, they're a team that'll be fine this season.
They seem to be their talisman, though.
They've got a bit of quality about them. And in fairness, I mean, Altrincham won that game, and they should have buried it early doors, but they didn't. And they were very unlucky, in fairness, to a degree, that Whitby never got something out of the game eventually. But I mean, it was a blessing for Altrincham. It was a blessing for Altrincham that they won and then carried on doing what they've done.
I mean, Whitby played good football that night as well.
Very good football.
Now let's just discuss the elephant in the room, and that's the start.
Berkey.
That's the start that Stalybridge Celtic have made. Richard, you come down from the National League North.
Indeed.
You found it a bit of a struggle in the first couple of games. You got it together.
Stalybridge are still struggling. Steve Burr.
Simo, didn't you say last month that Steve Burr himself was worth 10 points this season?
They just haven't got around to picking him up yet.
Yeah.
Oh, OK.
I agree with Simo completely.
Yeah. It's not the time. It's not the time to panic at all. Steve Burr is a fantastic manager. We did say, well, there was a caveat to what we said last month, in that he hasn't managed at this level for some time. More than a decade, in fact. So there's an element of adjustment. I mean, they've brought in more than 15 new players. I mean, we were talking about Altrincham earlier in the show needing to, you know, to gel, and Stalybridge are in the same position. We also touched on last month that a lot of the players that Steve has brought in have got experience of playing at this level and doing well at this level. So I think he does need time. The only slight concern I would have, I did have a look who they'd played so far, and it's not exactly been the most frightening fixture list that they've had, and they've still only picked up 3 points. So they need to stop this rot that they're on. You know, lost five straight. They need to stop this rot. Goals seem to be a real issue. They've not scored in the last four games. So the next three or four games are important. They just to stop the rot that they're on. But I have no doubts at all at the moment that Steve is capable of turning it around.
The longer they leave to start going on this run, the harder it's going to get.
Here's a question. With one team going down, you don't need 40 points to stay up this year, do you?
No, but even still,
do you need 13? Is that 10 points going to be enough? Ultimately, though, Swampy is right. It's only six games in, so it's very early days, but everyone's got a win on the board, including the likes of Stalybridge Celtic and Hales Owen. Sutton Coldfield have actually got two wins on the board, which is a good stat. Let's get on to the FA Cup.
Yes!
That is the end of part two. It's back in the room, the FA Cup.
And now for your correspondence. Alan Percival has been in touch to say, Shaw Lane, after a shaky start, we've now won four in a row. Very happy if we continue this form. Mark Joyce, otherwise known as Joycer, has been in touch to say, the book's starting to gel, but still not impressed with the keeper. Oh no. But Hardy is on fire now for Buxton. Andrew Snay from that there Whitby Town radio. Whitby Town are having issues at both ends. A long way off last season, but in Chris Hardy we trust. Callum Bradker, Witten, solid. Played a very conservative style with Cal McCauley preferring a 5-3-2. Got us a few 1-0 wins, but those goals came about when the system was changed back to a good old-fashioned 4-4-2. Overall, though, very happy with our start. Push for the playoffs? What does Simo think? Should have asked him, really. Never mind. Paul Essam has been in touch to say, being honest, Hillsdale in town have been spectacular, shocking. If it wasn't for the last kick of the game winner against Barwell, we would be bottom of the league. Regularly giving early goals away has given us a mountain to climb in our games, and the performance against Sutton Coldfield at home on Bank Holiday Monday was embarrassing. Oh, sorry, Paul. Things need to change very quickly, otherwise we are in for a tough season. And Mel Popple has also been in touch to echo those thoughts of Paul there. Keith Chudron has been in touch to say, Stalybridge Celtic, you can't use swear words in your programme, can you? So I'll settle for bunny ears, not very good. And finally, Peter Bibbings has been in touch to say, Sutton Coldfield Town, on the whole, very pleased with the start. The defeat at Stafford wasn't unexpected, though the win at Hales Owen certainly was. The only downside so far has been a rather poor defeat at home to Ashton. As for the FA Cup, we're at home to Barwell, so should we lose, at least we've got the reason of losing to a good side on this occasion. What a lovely way to end this week's Wall of Correspondence. Join us next week for another wall littered with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben.
Welcome back to the EvoStick NPL show for the month of August, and a big thank you to everyone on the NPL Facebook group. We've also got some interviews with chairmen and managers coming up on the Division 1 show, including Cone, with Lincoln United, with Loughborough Dynamo, Peterborough Sports, Scarborough Athletic, Radcliffe Borough's coming on as well. We've got loads of people coming on the show, basically. That's on the Division 1 show, out later.
I assume Mr. Hilton.
This week. Right, so let's start now with the... Let's finish the show with the FA Cup. Just a quick going around the table. It's first round qualifying. It's where the magic of the FA Cup starts for this show. But actually,
do you mean last?
Yeah, and actually, the round before that, the FA Cup started. But anyway, for this show, we've opened our eyes to the FA Cup now proper. So let's jump in with both feet. Altrincham will be travelling to Abbey Hay. And have you ever been to Abbey Hay?
I have not had the pleasure.
It's in Gorton.
So I believe. Yeah, I'm a bit worried about Birkin. Taking my car.
As is Birkin. It's a wonderful place. Got a lovely monastery.
It does.
Yeah. Any other tourist trips? Because this is what we're doing for Richard this year. Giving him tourist advice.
The monastery, is that a pub?
Are you worried about going to Abbey Hay?
No, certainly not worried. Parker's already said he's going to play the strongest 11 possible. So there's no...
Just a quick one on that one. Obviously, Altrincham being one of the big cup kings. I mean, obviously, the FA Cup being what it is. Are you not worried about being on the opposite end of it for once? I mean, when was the last time Altrincham were?
No, because the last... Colchester away, we performed really well, but unfortunately got beat there 3-2. Can't remember what happened last season, to be honest. That season's it's gone in the mist last
probably
season.
Probably for the best.
But yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, Altrincham go there, do a job, and they'll win the game. But you'll enjoy it. Half the ground's been built by FC United supporters, and it's a great place to be.
Thank you.
And enjoy yourself.
Now, the next fixture is Ashton Athletic against Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge have had a good start, haven't they?
Never mind them. Ashton Athletic, they've had a great pedigree in the Cup in the last
few
years.
What the hell are you doing? This isn't the County's podcast.
I don't give a monkey's. Ashton Athletic did very well to get to the second qualifying round this year.
I'm sorry, dear listener, this is appalling.
They did very, very well.
They actually won the Lancashire Cup last year, and they beat some very, very good teams. We won't mention about the final personally, but they are. I think Bamber can't go into that game thinking they've won it straight away, because Ashton will give them a very, very good game. They're one of the teams looking to get promoted from the first division in the first.
Currently
division.
Currently fourth, yeah.
Fourth for the first division, so great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think off the top of my head, Ashton Athletic, their top scorer early on last season, this fellow called Isaac Kusaloga, I think he went to Bamber Bridge. Whether he stayed there, I don't know. I know he lives up Preston Way anyhow.
Now, next game we need to talk about. That's the fun thing about this stage of the FA Cup. You get to find out where weird places are. Chasetown. Baldmere St Michael's against Chasetown. Now, I've just done a bit of research on Google, and I now know where Baldmere St Michael's actually is on the map.
Where is it? I don't know. Is it Northamptonshire?
Sutton Coldfield. Anyway, is there any chance of an upset here? Chasetown should be alright.
I think there's going to be upsets in person.
Okay. Scott Dundas knows how to win FA Cup games.
We discussed that, didn't we? Yes. Yeah, he's a two.
But all that's been ten. Yeah. It's been 10 years since everyone's at second round as well. So.
Oh my God! Is it that long?
Yeah. Boston Town against Hensford Town.
Away with.
Buxton against Frickle Athletic.
No.
Good game. Well, yeah,
they haven't been.
In fact, as in tribute to Brucey, good game. It should be a Buxton home win, that especially if Liam Hardy is on song.
Thing is, no, because you've got Gavinella as well. Don't think about it. It's not just Gavinella anymore. It's his brother as well. So you've got the two Allens up front. For
is that right? Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've also got we've got Cleethorpes Town against Atherton Colliery.
Come on, the others, come on the calls.
This is third in Division 1 North against second in Division 1 South. So
yes. Now this is tied
calls,
around for me.
Calls.
No, I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. They both, as these two both met in the, yeah, grudge match. They met in the VARS quarter final last year. Well, and it was a close tie as well, I believe. So.
Well, Coles were winning 2-0 at half time, and then dead and buried were Cleethorpes. They came back, won it late goal to clinch that tie, got to the final, and then got absolutely wellied, of course. 4-0 in the final by
they didn't get wellied at all.
They got annihilated.
What happened there, and you were there, and I was there. Fitness.
They got footballed to death.
But the point I'm making is Cleethorpes actually are a very, very good team. And they'll do well in the next round, and they will be right up there into the next two or three rounds, I would suggest. Because
you just said Coles are going to win.
Yeah, come on, Coles.
Yeah, you were just chanting Coles in the background, and now I've said that, I've got to include it in the edit now. So
it's a very good point, and I said Coles. But it'll be a massively tough game.
That's a hell of a chant. Anyway,
the point we're made.
Next up,
carry on.
Is Cone against Lancaster City in a bit of a Lancashire derby.
Lancaster after a replay, I think.
And we're going to speak to Cone on this week's Division 1 show. Drolsden against Colwyn Bay. We went to that fixture towards the end of last season.
We did,
yeah.
It was a good game, actually.
So I can see a replay that one. Ashley Mulholland back at
Colwyn Bay. He's scoring as well.
He is as well, yeah.
But Drolsden scoring plenty in the First Division North as well. That's going to be like 3-2 to either side, that. It's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I think probably Drolsden just come out there on top.
Now, Swampy, not a lot of people know this, but you're a bit of a left winger, and you've not really done your customary Thatcher thing this month, and here's your chance. Grantham Town against Hull Beach United.
Well...
I didn't think about it.
Ben, of course they'll go through.
How was Spalding doing these days? Turns out Spalding and Holbeach and neighbours.
I love the FA Cup chats we have, because it is literally like people on Google Maps. Hillsborough in town against Basford United. We will get Basford on the Division 1 show. Chance for an upset on that one.
I think Basford will do it.
Basford currently top of Division 1 South.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll get beat. Basford
will get beat. Hillsborough will beat them.
The next game that we're going to be talking about now is... Now, excuse my pronunciation.
Where on earth is that?
Holmond against Matlock Town.
I think it might be Huffmond.
Huffmond.
Well, I don't know. I'm making Matlock it up Town. To be honest.
Howmond.
Perhaps if you have a look where they're from. What part of the country they're from?
I'm looking, but the internet's not working. Howmond.
Well, if they were from Bolton, it'd be Hushmond.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway,
Holshmond.
Without even knowing where Holmond is on the map. Matlock Town should go through, shouldn't they?
Well, I've never heard of him, so...
Can we just calm down? We've got an elder statesman here that knows his pronunciations quite well.
James?
I wish.
Over to Richard. He's from Luton. They speak proper.
Oh, go on. Is it Huffmond?
I have not a clue.
Hang on. He said in my ear, it's this, and then he just wasn't prepared.
We've all got it wrong.
It's Shrewsbury. It's in Shrewsbury.
There we go, sorted. Well, congratulations, but you're going out because Matlock are going to beat you. So anyway,
it's in Shrewsbury. So it's in Shropshire.
I think so.
I said he beat Bedworth in the last round. So again,
it's a restaurant.
Did he deliver?
Well, I've heard the patterns.
great.
Next up, Hyde United against Kendall Town. Burka. Kendall.
The mint cakes.
Yeah. Very, very defensive.
Well,
here, Kendall.
Hyde will be devouring the mint cakes this time. Well, if they can get their act together, Hyde have been scrappy this season. They've not been playing with the verve and the vigour and the free-flowing style that they were towards the end of last season. They're not quite knitted together yet. They're going to get there. There's going to be a team who are going to get absolutely pummeled by Hyde at some point soon. It might not be on Saturday, but it will be on Tuesday.
Now, you had a good FA Cup run last year, remember?
Well, we won two games.
Yeah, yeah.
For Hyde,
I remember having your manager on. I thought, yeah.
In all fairness, Ben, I would suggest, just to poo-poo Berkey, and as a member of Hyde, and a person who does 26-0 as and when they can, I think they will find it a really, really tough ask against Kendall, and I think it might go back all the way up to Kendall Midland.
Now, Kids Go Athletic against Clitheroe.
Weird one, isn't it, Clitheroe? I found out a great fact about Kidsgrove today. They've not won a game in August in the league for 5 years. This was on the Facebook group. I had no idea about it, but they beat Trafford in the previous round in the cup. And to beat Trafford, all right, they're not having the best of starts, but you wouldn't expect them to beat them at the same time.
They were out of five and a half.
One win at the start of the season.
But I kind of predicted this last month. I don't think it went in the show, though. So.
We've also got Lincoln.
So, what was the prediction?
I'm just saying that.
You can't predict an all NPL affair. Some fair.
Why not?
I think the team from the south will prevail on this occasion.
I agree with you.
We're also going to be catching up with Lincoln United on the Division 1 show there. Lincoln United are hosting Redditch United of, I think they're in Southern Prem now, aren't they? Tough one, but Lincoln United, they've done it before.
They have.
Done it last year.
Good cup pedigree, yeah, I think. And they're home advantage as well.
We'll also be catching up with Loughborough Dynamo on the Division 1 show. They're hosting Stourbridge. Now,
Cup Kings.
Now, Loughborough Dynamo,
that's great.
When we spoke to the manager at the end of that season, they just stayed up. He said he didn't want to be in that position ever again. So, on the mid-table at the moment.
Yeah, Gary Tackett did say, bring it on, he wants another cup run. Never gets bored of cup runs.
Marine against Ashton United.
That's a great game, though.
It will be.
I have no idea who's going to win.
Toss a coin, I think, for that one.
All right, draw.
Market, Drayton Town.
Oh, what?
It's landed on its side.
Marine has an advantage.
Marine will win that game.
Got Market Drayton Town against Alvechurch.
Alvechurch are scoring for fun at the moment. They've got three players in the top five goals.
They've scored
at the
six goals in three games so far.
But they've got 12 between three strikers.
Played three, drawn three, Market Drayton Town in the league.
Alvechurch have started well in the NPL as well, so in the south section, I think that Market Drayton will have a very, very tough time.
We're midway through the letter M's, so let's crack on. Michelover Sports against Hinkley.
Hinkley have got a good fan base, so they're going to have a...
Michelover,
yeah.
It's got Hinkley.
Move on, Ben.
Mosley against 1874 Northwich.
They quietly fancy an upset on Saturday. I think their best chance would be to do what they have done in the past few rounds and get a replay.
Tell them to be up for it on the counties podcast. They're not hogging this show.
Mosley have been pants in the cup the last few years, but they did beat Glossop in the last round and they've had a great start to the season. I've just got a sneaky feeling about Mosley, you know.
Ossett Town against Consett.
Very tough game for Ossett Town, I think. Any northern team's tough, but
Consett will beat them away.
I seem to remember
3-1.
Peniston Church against Whitby Town.
It's you to say, Ben.
Peniston.
Whitby all day.
This is one of them. A lot of people are saying it could be an upset because Peniston are dominating the counties east at the moment, the top of the league by
Whitby all day.
Peterborough Sports against Stafford Rangers.
I think they were a little unlucky not to get further in the FA Vars. They were a good shout for getting to the final, you know, they didn't quite do it. I think they're going to give Stafford a very, very, very good game, you know.
Rush Olympic.
Stafford all day.
Rush Olympic against Potton United.
Who?
Or Potton.
Potton. It's Potton, Bedfordshire.
Bedfordshire, hey. Great.
There we are.
So good luck, Rush Olympic. Scarborough Athletic against Workington Town.
Workington, Scarborough just haven't settled at home yet. They've struggled to settle at the new ground, the Flamingoland Stadium. They've not really got any results there yet. They struggled against Mask in the previous qualifying round. I don't know. I think it's going to be an away win.
We've got Shaw Lane against Radcliffe Borough.
Let's move on.
Now, we are going to invite the chairman of Radcliffe Borough on the show, so that'll be nice. Any chance?
Let's move on, shall we?
Let's move on. All right, we'll speak to the chairman instead. Our old friend Shepshed Dynamo against Leek Town. Just to say, the chairman of Leek Town has been in touch to say, can you plug the England match taking place?
Oh, I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, England under 8. They are hosting.
Leek didn't listen to the show, did they?
No, I didn't.
Leek have been chosen to host England under 18s yet again. So they've got England v South Africa at the Monday of the international break.
At Horison Park.
That's
because
they
could
pull the
holes in the. So a big good. They should get through against Shepshed Dynamo, shouldn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you
can Stalybridge Celtic against. I missed one. Skelmersdale United against Handsworth Parrymore.
Handsworth for a good side.
Where's McKenna when you need him?
Home win.
Stalybridge Celtic against Farnsley Celtic. That's going to be confusing.
Well, it's the Celtic derby.
Well done.
Thank you.
That is the game that kickstarts Stalybridge season.
That's what I was going to say. Dead right.
Sorry, Simon.
Speaking of derbies, we've got the town derby here. Stratford Town against Newcastle Town.
Now that is a derby, isn't it?
It is, really.
Stratford. Oh, Stratford Town.
Upon Avon.
It's not a derby.
No, it's a joke about what he said about Celtic.
The Bard versus whatever. Spy versus Spy, they were from Newcastle.
Ben.
So,
Newcastle Town will win that game.
Sutton Coldfield Town against Barwell.
Barwell, all day long.
Sutton Coldfield will win the game 2-0.
Thank you. Warrington Town against Grimsby Borough.
This is a giant killing in potential.
Warrington
step
Town.
3 against step 6.
I don't think it's a giant killing in the slightest. I wonder though if. The season after Warrington did the heroics in the FA Cup, it was only 2 seasons ago, they got knocked out at the first stage by Abbey Hay.
Lastly, for Saturday's matches, we've got Witten Albion against South Shields. Someone said tie the round was early. I think that's
tie the round, but you will talk me out of bothering going because apparently it's a foregone conclusion. Clearly tie the round.
You know what, I mean, South Shields will be, as a football club, they've got a big squad, they've got a huge quality, and they also will be looking to replicate what they've already done.
South Shields will win, unless they lose. I think they'll win.
Lastly, on Sunday, we've got Romulus against Kettering Town.
Romulus, all day.
And lastly, just a special mention for the match on Friday night. It's Swampy's favourite Scouse team, City of Liverpool FC, against Nantwich Town.
They beat Prescott in 8-2. I don't think Nantwich will have the same problem, but they're not going to be a team to...
I think City Liverpool will win that game as well. In fairness, I think Nantwich have got more pressing things.
The last time I saw an 8-2 in the FA Cup, it was Cheadle Entertainment Town beating Chadderton.
Okay.
And Cheadle then lost in the next round, so I think that's what's going to happen again.
So, big good luck to all our sides in the FA Cup this weekend. We hope you all win, even the ones who are playing each other. Don't forget as well, we have got loads of interviews on the Division 1 show, plus all your correspondence for this month as well. And a big thank you again to the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/the NPL. That is the end of the Evo Stick NPL show for the month of August. A big thank you to all my guests this week. We've got Mr. Andrew Simpson.
Thank you.
Mr. Ian Burke.
Thank you, Ben.
Swamper.
Cheers.
Richard Imper.
Good luck, everyone.
And James Hayes.
No, it's, and it's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now Vol.
Vol, it's a new thing. Social media.
In a minute.
So cool.
All of them, Evil Stick League.
You're on MySpace.
Oh, yes.
Friends reunited. But a big thank you for listening, and don't forget, it's early days. And from everyone here at the award-winning Ian Hops.
Multi-award.
A big thank you, and enjoy your weekends. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.